matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Jeremy, how can we help you today, man? You went out with Mandy, right?
I did, yeah. And I'm not going to lie, this is going to be a real shot in the dark here.
Love those. Love them. But do you mean, like, somehow more than usual? I mean, we don't want to discourage your dash of dreams or anything, but, like, you know.
No, I get it, right? I've heard so many of these, it's not even funny. And I'm usually the person, like, screaming at the radio, like, why or how?
Right,
so obvious, you know. And, you know, you're thinking with some of these, man, just let it go. You know, just let it go. And you know, I can figure out other people's problems easy, but my own, that tends to be a different story.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What exactly is going on here? Like, what are we up against?
Oh, you know, the usual. You know, I caught feelings for this girl. But the thing is, like, it wasn't supposed to go that way, you know? Or at least, I guess it wasn't the plan or anything.
What was the plan?
Yeah, it wasn't like, the plan.
Who's
I don't
plan?
I don't necessarily have, like, some big explanation or nothing. You know, I was just, you know, I wasn't looking. And
okay.
I mean, I'm not actively trying to be single or anything either, but Mandy, she just wasn't on my radar at all.
Okay. So you knew her before, or you'd at least seen her in some capacity?
Yeah. No, she goes to my gym. You know, I'd seen her, you know, but we never crossed paths. It's CrossFit, so, you know, if you end up going to the same class, you don't really do much socializing, or at least I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There are some people that find, like, their tribe or, like, their whole social circle at the gym. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That, yes. I think that's some of the appeal for those,
yeah,
the gyms.
The community aspect.
It's a thing.
Yeah, well, that's not me, right?
Understood.
I'm not trying to be rude. You know, I don't mean anything by it. You know, the people at my gym, they're all, you know, probably great. It's just, I don't know, not the setting where I feel comfortable just socializing.
Got it.
Yeah. You know, like, when I'm there, I'm trying to get in, get my workout, get the hell out, and back to the office in a painless process as, you know, it can be. And so, I'd see Mandy from time to time, but, like, I never really went anywhere.
Okay. Well, were you attracted to her? Did you want something to happen?
Yeah. You know, maybe. You know, she's a really attractive girl. And, you know, she's the type that's hard not to notice, you feel me? But I never made a move in the box or anything. That's what I'm saying.
Got it. I'm with you.
So I'm out one night, and I end up talking to this girl, and I'm like, damn, she is beautiful. But she's kind of, I don't know, familiar. So I'm driving myself nuts trying to figure out where I know her from. I can't place her, though. And she starts acting like she knows me, and I didn't want to make an ass out of myself, you know, so I thought it would be rude to just pull her aside and ask her who she was, you know, after we'd already had, like, a 10-minute conversation.
Right. That's not the smoothest move.
Definitely not.
Right? And then, you know, then it hit me. It's Mandy. Same girl, same build. I think it was because I was seeing her clothed and done up. And
oh!
Just, you know, like in a sports bra and leggings.
That's what you're used to. Yeah. Right. Okay, well, now you've recognized her. Where do we go?
Well, I don't know who she was with, because after we realized the connection, we could, like, focus on the connection. You know, it was amazing. And we were out all night. She came to my place, so, yeah, we did what we did. And then immediately did what she did, which was just ignore me completely, I guess.
Oh, no!
And... Okay.
Here we are, and, you know, maybe she was just looking at it like it was a hookup. You know, fine. If that's all it was, that's fine. We've all been there. But I kind of like, I'd like kind of more, you know, and I at least want to make an attempt here, you know?
Okay. Well, you know where to find her, though, man? Why not just, like, chat her up at the gym, right?
Because you didn't do that.
Oh, no. I tried that first.
Oh.
You know, I started trying to get the feeling that she was avoiding me. She was in a group with all her gym friends. Like I said, I don't really have any of those. You know, I recognize some people, but I wasn't close enough any of them to feel comfortable having this discussion in front of them.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I called you, you know, so now it's down to you two.
Gonna give it our all, man.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Mandy next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Jeremy and Mandy go to the same gym.
They do.
Mandy's got all the friends.
Yes, he is not Jeremy's a gym social friends. Butterfly, and that is fine. Those people do exist, and that's
they
wonderful.
They do, and especially with CrossFit gyms. That happens a lot, yep. But they had a great time, or so he thought.
Yeah.
and then now just not getting anything from her.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to go up to her at the gym because, again, she's kind of insulated.
Yeah.
And he is not.
So
we're going to help him figure out what exactly is going on here. Hey, is this Mandy?
Hi. Yeah, this is Mandy.
Mandy, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you with this date night package that we give away on our show, this prize.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, congrats. Now, the best part about this whole thing is you get to pick all the parts, okay? Really piece it together. Where you go, what you do, we pay for everything. You just have to go on the date with the guy who puts you up for it. So you kind of went out with him. Or, I mean, you spent a night with him, which we're counting close enough. It's Jeremy. Would you go on another date with Jeremy? Hello? Mandy.
Sorry.
Are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm here. Did you say Jeremy?
I did. Yes. Y'all cross it together?
No, yeah. I know Jeremy. I just, why would he try
to date you? Why wouldn't I try? I had a really fun time with you, and hopefully we can, take another crack at it. You know, go for round two and all that.
And all that.
What's going on? Like, is like an ambush?
Please
or
don't call it an ambush.
For a magical moment,
like,
Mandy?
I just want to say that I feel like, I can overlook a lot. Like, I'm not much of a girly girl. I like to be spontaneous and kind of like go with the flow and all that. But Jeremy is, he's kind of special, I guess.
Well, that is a interesting descriptor. Special how?
It doesn't seem negative.
Well, like, he's pretty country, like kind of redneck, but I guess I just didn't know how far he took that.
Country can be a great thing.
It can.
Right?
Yeah, no, like, country can be great, and I like my men a little redneck, like, but this was something else. I don't really even know how exactly to broach the subject, but, like, Jeremy, did you grow up with no running water or something?
What?
Are you asking me if I grew up without running water?
Wildly country.
Yeah, man, because I guess I can't understand why you wouldn't flush certain things down the toilet unless you didn't maybe know how to use one.
I know how to use a toilet. What are you, did I on the seat or something?
No, I was trying to use the bathroom, and I noticed just, like, a smell from the HEB bag. I'm guessing it's where you dispose of your toilet paper. I don't know how far you want me to get into this.
Not much further.
Not stop.
At all.
Okay. I'll just leave it there, like Jeremy does, with his poop.
And there.
Is this for real? Are you in the fifth grade? What's the problem exactly?
You've got a can full of poop trash.
I think that's kind of an exaggeration. You're making it sound like I've got a month's worth or something, and I can assure you I change the bin regularly, right?
But it exists.
I just didn't get the chance before you went in there, right? Like, your visit wasn't exactly planned.
Oh, God. It's just really disgusting. So it's just absolutely disgusting. And you're excusing this behavior? I mean, I am,
yeah. What's disgusting is having your septic tank back up into your house.
Oh.
That's disgusting. Ask me how I came to know that.
Oh.
Jeremy, I'm gonna guess you still have septic.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I get it, my tank could probably handle it, maybe. But old habits and all. I grew up in an old house with an even older system. And this is how we did it. It saved a lot of money and hassle. And I see no real reason to roll the dice on something like this. I think you'd be surprised how much cleaner everything runs.
I think it runs exactly how it's supposed to, but nice try.
You wouldn't have to deal with, like, clogs anymore. That's what
I'm
saying.
I don't run into clogs now. Like, we'll get with the times, okay? Like, there's no way the TP like made today clogged septic systems like that. Like, Jesus, there are like a million different kinds. Just like buy a better one.
That's
I don't know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine what kind of like outhouse you were using growing up, but we don't use corn cobs anymore. Okay, like it's just really foul. It's just absolutely vile. It's
yeah.
I don't want to blow your mind, but this isn't weird and it isn't uncommon.
It's
entire
not-
countries lack no entire countries. You know, lack the necessary plumbing systems to, you know, handle. Well,
and, yeah, those.
Well, thank God I don't live in one of those countries, I guess.
Well, some people don't even use TP. They'll just do their business and then, like, hop in the shower.
Oh,
and,
Stop it. We have heard a lot. I think we're both still processing everything here. But it sounds like he does have a crappy history
with all of this.
Maybe he's onto something. That's what I mean. Like, I think it's hella gross. Okay, I want that on the record. But he's right. It's definitely something a lot of countries do. I have heard that before.
Like, just throw it in the trash on the side.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, what do we think about the date? Is this something you could overlook? Maybe you could just use different bathrooms and
I'm not dating a guy who keeps poop in the trash. That's just a no.
That's poop refuse. No. But let's pretend he didn't, or pretend you didn't know that he did. Right?
I can't. I literally cannot. It's been seared into my brain. If I never even had to think about seeing that in the trash ever again, like forever, no matter where we are. But oh my God, no. Like, why are we still talking about this?
All right. A no's a no. Thank you guys. We appreciate you being on the show today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.